KTCK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTBK Sherman-Denison, KTDK Sanger. Tickets for the Cash America Charity Challenge on Ice 8 are on sale now. Get your seats for just $13.10 apiece at theticket.com. From Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
What are those NHL people going to learn, Ron? Nobody cares. Nobody cares about salary caps. Nobody cares about new deals or secret meetings or anything. Nobody cares.
Yeah, they're going to learn what baseball people have learned.
I mean, they have, but you know, baseball had a little bit of history and a little bit of foundation to fall back on.
Right.
The hockey has nothing, and right now, they so overstepped their boundary and they so overestimated their product, nobody cares.
But see, baseball learned that, you know, people don't give a damn about their labors.
No.
They don't want to hear about it. They don't even want to think about it. All they want is their game. And hockey's going to have to learn that, too, and it doesn't sound like they are.
No.
I mean, there's going to come a point out there, in there, where they're just going to have to give it up on this season.
Is Ty back there? Because so they've already turned down the latest proposal?
Yes, they did.
Okay,
today.
So that's the season then, right?
Well, they said that they are planning to meet again tomorrow, but...
What's there to meet over?
Exactly.
I mean, what is there to meet over, Ryan? I mean, my gosh. I mean, they're going to keep going with a salary cap, and the players are going to keep saying no. What is there to meet over?
I don't know. I guess tomorrow Gondi shows up and fixes all this.
No. And if they can, we're at February 2nd, right? They got to have, at least 2 weeks of training camp or 10 days?
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to put us at the middle of February.
Well, isn't this about what time they came back in 93 or 95 or whenever it was?
No, they came back at the last of January. I mean, they had an agreement in the middle of January where they had their camp and then they came back.
Now that they're getting down to the nub then.
And then I'm telling you right now, if they try to throw a 20-game season on, if any hockey fan buys one ticket, you should be taken out and shot right in the head because you are the dumbest human being on earth.
The NFL tried to throw a 9-game season on 1 year.
And nobody should have bought that either. I mean, sooner or later, the fans have to show their disgust and their protest, and that's how you do it. You can say, you know what, you've already screwed up my season, and the money I was going to spend, I've already allocated that to other means, so guess what? You're not getting a dime of my money. And then have those owners throw open the doors and have 300 people show up and say, okay, we're ready to play. And I'm like, okay, you're ready to play, but guess what? We ain't buying your product because you insulted our intelligence. And especially now, if they get a deal now, that means that there was a deal to be had in September. Why didn't they throw that deal out there then?
Well, we'll see what happens tomorrow when Gondi rides into the room. It is 5:58 here on The Ticket. Community Quick Hits, brought to you by Expedia.com. Here is Cobra.
Thank you, Michael. I apologize for doing the program so far away from you guys, but it seems this computer is the one that's working.
Right. Cobra.
So I'll be doing it one table away from you right now.
If you insist.
May the 6th will be a big day in Dallas. That is when... something called the Brinker International Lecture Series will take place. It's the third annual one. And it's going to be at the Majestic Theater, 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. Columnist and author Lee Cullum. Anybody know who he is?
Never heard of him.
I believe that's a woman.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
She?
Mm-hmm.
She will be up there doing an unscripted interview with Robert Redford. And it benefits the Dallas Center for the Performing Arts. They got Robert Redford to come down for this.
Well, he didn't go anywhere.
No.
He didn't even hardly show up for his own deal at Sundance.
He doesn't. He ain't there. But he's coming down here May the 6th. And I think it's free of charge. This is just something that he feels strongly about. They got Travolta last year to come down here and do this.
Well, he needs to be there then.
I'm going. I don't know if it's, this was announced today. It says Reserve tickets priced at $35 to $200 are available through Ticketmaster. I just want to be in the building. He's just going to get up there and talk about whatever. You think there's going to be some left speak up there, Mike?
Oh, totally left speak. That's all it'll be.
Don't you respect him, though? Because his left is focused more on environmental issues. And
well,
he's
know,
not like a hardcore...
Yeah, the thing about him is he at least has the sense to not get in front of people over every little thing.
I mean, you don't see him out for... He's not Susan Sarandon or...
No.
Randy Quaid.
Randy Quaid? Randy Quaid.
How about one of the bald ones?
Oh, well, them too. What's the difference? Randy Quaid, the bald ones, they're all the same. Are you guys... I'm interested in this. I think Robert Redford is one of the true icons of our time.
No question.
He's big. There's no doubt about it.
I'd love to go see that. May the 6th, 8 p.m. at the Majestic Theater. And plus, the Majestic is so damn cool. They don't have enough events there, as far as I'm concerned.
They don't.
That's pretty much the best thing going in the Dallas area as far as theaters go.
It's always kind of a drag to drive through downtown Dallas at night and see nothing going on at the Majestic.
I know.
I mean, that place should be, there should be something happening there every night.
What was that place like when you were growing up?
Oh, well, it showed movies then.
It was a movie theater, wasn't it?
Yep, but the thing about it is, on that same block, there were three other theaters. You had the Capri, the Tower, and the Palace. And there were always just a ton of people downtown.
So did you go see movies down there when you were a kid?
Oh, yeah. Sure did. Those were guys who could actually get dates. And I was not in that rank, of course, but guys who would actually get dates, who could actually get dates, would take their dates.
Would you just go by yourself?
Yeah, usually I went with other guys.
Do the popcorn trick with your buddies?
Well, no, there was no popcorn trick. No.
By the way,
the magic penis.
What, Mike?
Stop.
Puff the magic penis.
Holy moly.
Okay.
Stop sending me the email of the pizza trick.
What's the pizza trick?
It's very akin to the popcorn trick, but it's much more shocking.
What does it involve? Unsliced pepperonis?
I've not seen this.
Just
oh, yes.
Stop
yes.
it. Oh, yes. You haven't seen it?
No.
It involves a pizza, a man, and a woman.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
it is really shocking. But funny.
Oh, yes.
So what would you do? Would you just wander in there by yourself in one coat pocket? You'd have your dippity-doo and the other your zit cream, and you just roll on into the Majestic?
Pretty much.
Oh, wow.
That's
like
how it used to happen.
Rubbing salve all over your face and hair.
Well, no, salve was not called for. There was no salve in the picture.
Well, how'd you cure your consumption in your sciatica?
He didn't have that back then.
Oh.
Yeah,
that developed much later.
Right.
Bad news for the DISD. Actually, I don't know if this is DISD or not. Was Lancaster High School in the DISD?
No.
Oh, where's Lancaster?
That's Lancaster.
South of Dallas.
It's probably Lancaster ISD, Corby.
Well, I don't know. I thought maybe...
It is its own city.
Oh, I didn't know that. Never been there before.
Yeah, they do their own school thing out there.
How far away is it from Highland Park, where I live?
You don't live in Highland Park.
How far away is it from Dallas?
It bumps right up South Dallas.
Yeah, it's I-20.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like right
so it's not Oak Cliff?
No, it bumps right up against Oak Cliff. It's a suburb.
Well, if you were cruising...
Do you not know your southern suburb?
That's
suburbs?
Amazing. That is amazing that you don't know where Lancaster is.
No, I don't. I've never been
You
there.
Lived here your entire life.
Can you name one other southern suburb?
Besides Oak Cliff?
It's not a suburb.
It's not a suburb. It's a city.
Well, what? I don't know what you mean by suburb.
Well, like Lancaster.
Wilmer Hutchins.
I don't know where that is.
Like DeSoto or Mansfield.
Well, yeah, I mean...
Or Duncanville or Cedar
Mansfield's
Hill.
Mansfield's a
go.
City.
Yes.
Exactly. It's a
but
suburb.
Plano is a city, too.
So
it's
is Richardson.
That's what you're trying to ask me?
Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah.
Do you know any of the southern suburbs?
None.
See, Pleasant Grove isn't a city. It's a part of Dallas. It's just an area in Dallas, correct?
As is Oak Cliff.
Right. As is Highland Park.
Right.
No, I don't know any
except
of them.
Highland Park is its own
municipality. Yeah, that's true. Well, okay, then how about, what is it? Highlands. Or Highland...
Lake Highlands.
Lake Highlands.
Oh, Pleasant Grove.
No, that's part of the city.
Like we just said.
How does Highland Park get their own city? And they're kind of in the middle of Dallas.
Money.
They don't want anything to do with Dallas.
But how did they get that pushed through? Has that, how long has that been that way?
Forever?
No, not forever. I mean, since Dallas began as a city, it's been
I don't know. They just,
or when did they
annex?
I don't
know. I'm not sure about the history of Highland Park.
When did they annex from Dallas?
No, you don't annex.
Did they secede?
They seceded.
Oh, secede. That's what I meant.
Yes, they seceded from the Union.
Right.
About the time of the Civil War, and when everybody else went back, they didn't.
I don't think Dallas was around in the Civil War, Mike.
So people live in Lancaster?
Yes, it's a suburb. People live in Lancaster. They have their own independent school district, just like all the other southern and northern and eastern and western suburbs.
All right, go ahead. Name them.
That's where
he just did.
That's where Thomas,
the southern ones.
We just did. That's where Thomas Hill's from.
So all you have is Lancaster and Duncanville?
DeSoto.
Cedar Hill.
Wilmer.
Yeah. Waco.
Wilmer. Hutchins. What is it? Glen Heights?
Hillsboro?
Ball Springs?
No, Hillsboro is not a suburb.
White Settlement?
That's what Southern Bitch.
Listen to that pterodactyl.
I know. Write that one down, Justin.
Good.
She's so shocking.
We've got the mayor of Mansfield in here today.
We do?
Yeah.
Big unit?
Yep. Gigantic unit.
Wow, the Grand Poobah and Grand Dragon of Mansfield.
He's not
Congratulations.
The Grand Dragon of Mansfield.
Oh, he's not?
He's going to be on the Wild Ass Circus tonight. He thought he needed to get here 14 hours early.
Well, anyway.
That's a good idea. He can do all Big Dick show prep with him.
If you were cruising around Lancaster High School, you may be cruising past the band hall about 12:30 today, which there's probably about, 100 kids. Shots were fired in the high school.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah. No one was hurt. It stemmed from an incident between one student and a person outside the campus. But someone just pulled a piece out, started firing shots right to the roof.
You sure they weren't just celebrating?
That's awful.
That is awful.
Weren't you celebrating what? You know,
when like shooting!
Cinco de Mayo or something? Fire a couple caps into the air.
Yeah, Grego said a minute ago something that needs to be brought out. That's where Thomas Hill is from, Lancaster. You remember Thomas Hill?
Played on all those great Duke basketball teams with Grant Hill and Christian Leitner?
Yeah.
Poop.
He's from Lancaster.
Four-year starter. He went to Lancaster.
Okay, what's he doing now?
Coaching, I believe.
Can we rule him out of this shooting?
Yeah, okay. I'm going to rule him out.
Probably pretty safe.
All right, just checking. If you live in Irving, Texas, and...
which is a western suburb.
Thanks, Mike.
Around Irving Lake, which I didn't know existed.
Never heard of it.
Hadn't either. But if you walked out in your backyard today, you might have fallen right in the water because 8 backyards fell 100%. Into the lake.
How does that happen? Like a sinkhole?
Bad foundation. I don't know.
Wow. Just backyards, not homes?
8 backyards gone.
Well, that's one way
of a bitch.
That's one way of creating some lakefront property.
Reaction from one of the homeowners.
The homes were built in the 1980s along the shore of Ville Big Lake, a private lake in far South Irving off MacArthur Boulevard. They said the ground had been sinking slowly since 2003, and all of a sudden, bang, they walk out today and it's gone. You know, my parents had to do that. They lived on that stinking canal in Interlochen, and the yards would sink, like, into the water. And we had to have all the yards. They had to drain the whole canal and had to have all these engineering teams come out there and raise the wall up and put all these sandbags down there and then fill the water back up.
Yeah, but no yard ever just fell completely into the canal, did it?
No, no. It never got that bad, but all these man-made little lakes and stuff and canals, they're really shoddily built back then.
They're starting on a project like that in McKinney.
A canal project?
Kind of like a canal.
Or a lake.
Yeah, like a man-made lake surrounded by shops and apartments and homes and real upscale kind of area. It's supposed to be done in like 7 years.
By the way, the Neville brothers were in town at Bass Hall.
To play for that?
Yeah, to play for the sinking lake.
They're doing a benefit.
Aaron Charles.
A benefit to help people get their yard back.
Aaron Charles and Art Neville, they set their bunions on a stool next to them.
They're goiters. How do you say it? Goiters, not bunions.
And they played for a couple hours last night at Bass Hall. I still have never seen a show at Bass Hall.
I haven't either.
Have you, Greco?
Yes.
What did you see there?
It's the absolute best place to go see a show. But
Jerry Jeff Walker?
Never seen it. Who'd you see there? Steve Miller or something?
No, I saw that Beatles thing. Magical Mystery Tour.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
No, I've never seen one there either. Heard great things about it.
They said the crowd, the show was great, but the crowd absolutely sucked.
Attendance was poor?
Yeah.
For the Neville brothers?
Yeah, they said it was awful.
Well, I mean, let's face it. What do you want to hear him do? After he does Tell It Like It Is, what do they do next?
A change is going to come.
Okay, and then what?
I don't know.
Hard rain's going to fall?
Yeah. One more Saturday night?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know anything about those guys. But they're old. They're 67, 65, and 57.
Don't forget the Pina Colada song. They've got that.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know what that is.
I guess they do. Does the weather suck at home as bad as it does here?
It's exactly what you have. It's 46 and rainy.
That is exactly what we have.
Yeah, check the internet weather site.
Mm. One story we didn't get to was...
Have you been watching the webcam today?
My computer sucks, but I can't get it to work.
Okay.
One story that we didn't get to was a story...
Oh, wait, can I interrupt you real quick, Corby?
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of the webcam, Mike, mm-hmm. I was apprised last night from Big Red that he watched you during the ranch report, and you yawned no less than 12 times. And one time looked directly into the camera while Mickey was talking, doing the ranch report. You were sitting right next to him. You looked directly at the camera and gave this giant hippopotamus alligator-esque yawn that lasted like 10 seconds.
Not possible.
And I told him it's no different than what happens back in the studio, except usually here you're sleeping.
Mm-hmm. True. Might hear a snore.
So you should be embarrassed. You're on national television on the internet yawning during the ranch report.
No, I'm not embarrassed.
And what do people say that someone else emailed you about the webcam?
They said I was fidgeting.
Yeah. People are very, very, you know what they want? They think that, like, when we do our show that we're dancing around and high-fiving, you know, and hugging each other.
Well, aren't we?
You know, there's a keg over there.
And a stripper over there.
Nirvana's playing real loud.
I got an email from a guy that said Greco was clicking his pen so vigorously earlier today, it looked like he was pleasuring himself.
Yeah?
Maybe I was.
Yeah? See, we also forget that we are on camera, and many a times we'll pull a nose pick.
Yep, and Donnie Baseball was reported to have eaten a booger.
Donnie.
Can we put it past him?
Maybe that's what's gumming up his mouth so he can't speak.
Books.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Well, hi to everyone watching on the webcam.
Hello.
Hi there. We're looking right at you now. We're watching you. So, peace to you all, and I hope you enjoy what you're seeing. We're trying not to fidget. We're trying not to do anything grotesque and disgusting, and when the ranch report rolls around, yes, we will yawn if need be.
By the way, real what quick, else? A 16-year-old boy has been taken into custody after he is the main suspect in the road rage incident that killed a 14-year-old boy in Oak Cliff. Guy went out with his dad. His dad was going to pick up cigarettes, which, by the way, that's how one more way cigarettes can kill you. And there was like an incident in the road, and someone pulled a gun, shot through this car, hit the dad in the arm, went right through his arm and right into the kid's 14-year-old's heart and killed him. It was a 16-year-old kid, they think, that did it.
Awful.
Do we know where this happened at? Do you have any...
Yeah, it was...
any streets?
Shopping center parking lot in West Oak Cliff. That's all it says. West Davis Street.
Mm.
Familiar with that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's serious body of territory there.
They said it was road rage. Only reason.
Wow. What else?
That's it.
That's it?
12:30.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, okay. All right. Great. Coming up next on the ticket, we will figure out what we're going to do since our topic of the next segment has already gone for the day.